Hey, mystery seekers. Welcome back. I'm your host, Ken the Storyteller. And today, it's kind of different. I'm not going to be sharing stories. However, people close to me will tell their stories of supernatural encounters they had in real life. So when you're ready, mystery seekers, jump on board this coaster of suspense, horror, and thrills and travel through the mysterious mind of Ken the Storyteller. Let's get into the real life encounters.
I recall an encounter that I had back when I was living at home. At my mother's house. It was a night that my mother was not there and I was there by myself. I went to sleep and when I woke up, I noticed that I couldn't open my eyes, but I was fully woke and I couldn't move my body at all. My eyes then opened and I seen this dark figure standing over me. At the time, I knew it wasn't either my mother or my uncle because both of them would have said something. So I figured maybe somebody had broken in or something and was looking at me. But for some reason, I couldn't move, which kind of angered me because I was figuring like, okay, so whatever's going on, you're not going to allow me to move. That's kind of a punk move. So I then jumped up or sat up and then this figure had not ran, but it seems to glide out of the room and up into the attic. And in that house, you could not walk anywhere without the floor creaking or anything. So that was kind of a weird thing to see this figure just glide out the room. There's no sound. And going upstairs because the stairs are like really noisy. So once that happened, I was shocked. And from then on, I never have slept in a room without my door being closed because of that encounter. So I still haven't figured out what exactly it was. I heard of shadow people and tales of stuff like that. But I don't know if that's actually a shadow person or not. I just know it wasn't a human that was standing over me. And whatever type of, whatever it was using to try to keep me down, it didn't work for long. So hopefully I never see or have any type of encounter with something like that ever again.
Okay, so this is a story about when I was a little kid. And we used to play this game. One person would be on the left side of the house. One person would be on the right side of the house. And when they say go, we will race around the back of the house and see who could come out the other side first. And that's how we used to race around the house when we was kids. So I was racing with my little brother one time, and they said go, and he tricked me. And I was running, and he really didn't run back there. So when I got back there, I was stopping, like, he didn't even run. And so I'm just taking my time, walking back to the front of the house. And in the back of my grandma's house, you can see under the back porch. And I thought I seen some legs of, like, somebody under the porch. And I'm thinking it might be one of the other kids or something like that. So me wanting to make sure I see what I see, I actually stopped and actually observed up close and clear as day. I could see a picture of a little girl looking just like Pippi Longstocking with boots on, buckle shoes, the same exact hairstyle and the same type of blue dress. Crazy. Looked like she was from like 1441 or something like that. And she was skipping, coming right towards me in a happy, jolly mood. And I could tell it wasn't a real person because it was clear as day. So I was scared to death. I ran back to the front of the house, terrified, didn't tell nobody. Then I got home and I told my little brother about it. He told me that he saw the same thing, the same girl, when I was explaining what she looked like. So I knew. I never even said when I seen her, so nobody knew that story. So how can he be explaining the same type of girl that I seen? And now we wasn't even in my grandma's house. So we sleep at our own house a different day. For some reason, I feel something in the air, like I feel like it's somebody in here. I'm scared. I'm a little kid, so I'm walking to my mama's room in my drawers down the hall. Something told me to look back. I look back, same exact little girl doing the same exact skipping. It wasn't even like a normal skip. She was basically like floating side to side, but coming towards me, so I ran again. Scariest moment in my life, being haunted like that. And that was when I seen Pippi Longstocking. I didn't know if it was really Pippi, but whatever she was, she looked just like her. And she was in two different locations, so she was really following me. One of the scariest stories of my life.
One night, I decided that I was going to stay over at work, and I worked on the secure unit, and it was just so weird that at about 3 o'clock in the morning, a call light came on into the room. And I went into the room, even though I knew that there was nobody in that room, that, you know, that person had passed on and everything, and went in and shut that call light off. And it was so weird because when I walked into this room, I just felt like this dark presence that was in this room. Turned the call light off, closed the door, didn't think no more about it. Went back to doing what I needed to do. And about 15 minutes later, that same call light came on again. And it went on till probably about 4 o'clock in the morning, this light going on and off. On, I turn it off, it would come back on. I turn it off, it would come back on. So the next morning, I had asked somebody if they had ever experienced that before. And they said, yes, that it had happened to them before on the midnight shift.
Sometimes it's hard to discuss this moment of fear because you don't want to go back and think about it. I remember on a street that we used to live on in Liberty, Spring Street, in a duplex, some scary stuff started happening because we were watching scary movies like, well, demonic movies like The Exorcist or Emily Rose. And then that's when stuff started happening in this place. And I remember a story with my sister, Keisha, and her son. She told me that she woke up and she looked at her son and it looked like blood was running down his nose and his face. And she had to like open her eye or close her eyes and open her eyes again and then it was gone. That's one moment. And I knew something was going on because one day in the middle of the night, I woke up to go to the restroom and I noticed that the bathroom curtain was open and the bars of soap was thrown everywhere. And I was like, who would do something like this? And then after that, things slowly start beginning happening from clothes being thrown all over the place, from out of the hampers or from things being written on the wall, like get out. And then also someone was telling me, one of my sisters were telling me that while I was sleeping, it looked like I was floating in the air. I don't know how true that is or not, but that's what I was told. Scary moments on Spring Street and also scary moments happening in another street, I believe it's Clay Terrence or something like that. But yeah, man, this is so scary. I remember me and my mom, we were all in one room. And when me and my sisters walked into the living room, we saw all the cabinets and all the drawers were open. We closed them. Of course, you know, that scared us. We closed them and then we went back into the room together again. And then minutes later, we walked back out into the living room and they were open again. So y'all, be mindful what you watch because you can open up doors and portals of demonic forces coming in your homes. Be mindful and pray always.
Well, there you have it, mystery seekers. These encounters will have you holding tight onto your faith or gaining some faith. But we should try our best to fear not. And I know it's hard, but I'll leave y'all with this. 2 Timothy 1:7. The King James Version. For God had not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. Thank you for tuning in today. Please follow me on Instagram as Ken the Storyteller and visit my business page, Thrilling Novelist. Also check out Ken the Storyteller over there on YouTube. You will get tales in video form. Please like, subscribe, and send your friends too. Thank you for all your support. And until next time, keep a watch out for the mystifying world of suspense, horror, and thrills with your host, Ken the Storyteller. No bonus, but I'll see you next week. Bye.